Reclaimed My Pound of Flesh. Written by Reformed Sundara, read by CC Rambles. This is a Murderbot podfic containing the pairing of Murderbot Gorathin and is rated T.
I like this.
Sekunit sounds guarded and Gorathin smiles as he's allowed. It's their third rule. While he and Sekunit are in the afterglow, Gorathin has permission to be as squishy and as human as he likes. Rule 1 is, do not touch Sekunit without prior authorization, followed swiftly by Rule 2. If we can talk about it, we have to talk about it. Gorathin is quietly thrilled every time Sekunit takes initiative with their system, offering up information to Gorathin like shiny new pieces of code, even when it so clearly pains it.
Would you like to be specific? He asks.
It's not ego-stroking if Gorathin is actually curious about what Sekunit means. This last session, as they tend to call these intimate moments with the hardware and no polite company, had been more intense. Sekunit had requested Gorathin topless, and though Gorathin had been instructed not to look, he knew that Sekunit had. It doesn't surprise him that there might be something they should talk about. For a moment, Sekunit is quiet. Gorathin has learned not to let the silence make him feel uncomfortable. As fast as the construct's processing speed is, it can still take a while for it to decide whether an acid bath is preferable to speaking its mind, even with the rules in place.
You can look toward me now, Sekunit says instead.
Gorathin turns over, looking toward Sekunit, but not directly at Sekunit, and waits for it to answer his question in its own time. It allows him to see when Sekunit waves its hand over Gorathin's bare torso, repeating, this, with more intention. Gorathin frowns and glances down the length of his own body. There are his vitiligo patches, the spare trail of dark hair that cuts a line down the middle of him, and all the soft edges where his nightwear waistband sits beneath his stomach and hips.
Your soft hair?
Sekunit continues, when it's clear Gorathin is still confused, growing more awkward and tight-voiced.
It's better. Good.
Gorathin's frown deepens. He almost asks, better than when? Until the answer comes to him just as quickly as the question had. He forgets, enough to still be startled, that just because his organic memory only provides surface-level glimpses of the time Sekunit was held in his augments, it doesn't mean Sekunit is limited in the same way. Now there's this, a confession that Sekunit had seen what he'd looked like before. It had kept the memory in storage long enough to recall that image was different from what Gorathin looks like now. Gorathin's stomach swoops with unnecessary fear before he takes a breath and reminds himself that he's on preservation station. The corporate rim can't get him here. He has Sekunit, who is also safe, and Sekunit likes this. Gorathin looks down again, looks at this, and thinks, after processing, huh. He notes where the skin above his ribs isn't sucked gaunt between the bones by malnutrition, and where his hips are covered by a healthy layer of fat. The evidence of wanting a hit more than wanting food is gone. Even the shape and weight of his thighs are starkly changed. The muscle no longer refusing to meet in the middle when standing. When had that happened? Gorathin knows, in the way he knows how to navigate the feed, that years have passed since he was in the deepest clutches of the corporate rim. He's needed new clothes in steady increments as he's healed, and he's felt adequate when before there was only craving or hollow, but... Has anyone pointed it out to him so earnestly? Has he... In the last few years after clearing his rehabilitation modules and relearning how to eat four meals, examined himself enough to mark the changes in his body without a passive, intentionally ignorant eye? Clearly not enough if he's feeling this caught off by Sekunit's comment. He wonders what that says about the hurdles he still needs to pass over, that even though greatly improved from skeletal and strung out, he'd chosen to treat his body almost as an afterthought.
Did I mess up the afterglow? Sekunit asks.
Its tone is carefully neutral,
meaning it's actually worried it might have made a mistake.
No,
Gurathan says after clearing his throat of thick emotion, wishing more than anything that he could reach over to offer a physical reassurance he knows Sekunit doesn't even want. He says, no, again, and shakes his head for emphasis. It isn't a lie either. He's just recontextualizing himself in a way he's apparently been avoiding for a very long time now. Silence blankets them, comfortable in the warm, dark bubble of Garethan's bedroom. He sets his hand over his stomach and traces a large, pale swath of skin just to the right of his navel, following the perimeter of differing pigment to where the barest hint of a stretch mark introduces a new texture around his waistline. I think... Garethan finds a hesitant smile pulling up the edges of his lips. He looks back toward Sekunit. I think I like this too. The end. Reader's note. This was recorded for Reform Sundara as a thank you for their generous donation to Fandom Trumps Hate 2026.